This is the Uncensored Debrief Podcast, the show about everything from A to Z with real authenticity. Hey, welcome to the first episode of the Uncensored Debrief Podcast. I'm Kaylin. I thought this first episode could kind of just be me talking about myself and, you know, getting to know me, talk about who I am, and then, you know, give some background on my family. That's always super fun. And then basic facts and stuff. And then slowly go into some stuff about, you know, college and getting through freshman year and dorms and meeting people. And then if you're an athlete and relate to the other part of college, for me at least, balancing, you know, school and being an athlete, you know. So let's get into it. Obviously, my name is Kaylin. I'm 19 years old. I am from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and I go to Lindenwood University. I'm here for beach volleyball. Which is kind of funny because I feel like when you think of beach volleyball, you think of like California. So whenever I told people like, oh yeah, I'm going to Missouri for beach volleyball, they're like Missouri? Like, do they have a beach there? That's always the biggest thing people would say is, oh, you play beach volleyball? I'm like, yeah, they got beaches in Arizona? And I'm like, no, you know. I'm one of four kids. I have a twin sister who goes to the University of Michigan for softball. Being a twin, man, is, you know, it's different for everyone. I'm pretty sure we're fraternal, but there are some like photos that we'll have together where you'd kind of expect us to be identical. And then I got two younger siblings. I have a younger brother who's a sophomore in high school. He plays football. And then I have a younger sister who is in eighth grade. She'll be a freshman in high school next year, which is crazy. And she plays beach volleyball as well, so that's super fun. I got two dogs at home, a Labradoodle and a Golden Doodle named Charlie and Wilson, and then obviously my parents, my mom and dad. My mom and dad both went to Michigan, so obviously my sister is, you know, following in their footsteps for sure. My mom played softball there, my dad played baseball there, my dad played in the MLB, which is also super fun telling people that because then they get like super excited and are like, what, where, like all that fun stuff. But yeah, he played at the D-backs, the Mets, the White Sox, and the Mariners. And he was an all-star. He was like a relief pitcher. I went to an all-girl high school. And my brother goes to an all-boy high school that's like right next to our all-girls. You didn't have any guys in your like school? I'm like, no. Nope. You kind of forget that like guys kind of exist at my high school when I went there. And then I get to college and I'm like, oh my God, there are guys in my classes. That's so weird. Obviously, I'm a freshman. It's going pretty good so far. Classes are okay. I don't know. I had this, like, idea of college in my head. And, like, you know, the dining hall, you kind of, like, yeah, it's going to be, like, pretty mediocre food. You know, the dorms are going to be small. You're going to have a roommate, all that kind of stuff. Meeting new people, though, has been a lot easier than I was expecting. Because, obviously, I came in, like, on the team, like on a beach volleyball team, so I had everyone on my team to hang out with, but then like meeting people like from other sports and stuff has been a lot easier than I expected. I'm like, I found friends like in football and golf, men's volleyball, women's volleyball. But yeah, some of the stuff that I was not expecting was like for classes. This semester, I only have one in-person class, and the others are all online. And it's not even like a Zoom. It's like you watch like videos. It's like a course, but like you kind of teach it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, women's volleyball, you know, all these sports. And I feel like being an athlete opens doors to be friends with like other sports teams, which is also super nice. And then you get to like see them like out and about sometimes, like on a Friday or Saturday night, like you'll see them out, or like we'll go line dancing on Thursday nights usually, and you see some people you know, and it's just super fun when you can like talk to people. And obviously as an athlete, you know, it's a lot of commitment, it's a lot of dedication, obviously. There's, for our schedule at least, this semester, it is, we practice every day in the mornings. And then Tuesday, Thursdays, we'll have set, but practices every day in the mornings. And then this next weekend, we'll be at Missouri State. and that'll be our first tournament. So we'll probably be playing like every weekend, every other weekend maybe. I will say my high school was very like good with sports. So like the practices, honestly, in high school are very similar. The practice times and intensity is very similar to high school. And then the lifting is also similar because I would lift kind of the same as I do here, but not much has changed, honestly, as a D1 athlete. Just time management for sure. But yeah, that's a little bit to get to know about me, honestly. I'm super excited to be starting this podcast, and I hope you guys tune in to new upcoming episodes. And I hope you got to get to know about me, and hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the Uncensored Debrief. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Uncensored Debrief. Hope you enjoyed, and hope you'll join us next time.